Live Line on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry, bringing you great savings on curtains and bedding. Available all year in store and online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Live Line. Let's go straight to an issue that it looks like, if you're looking at Live Line since the day of the budget or listening to Live Line, will be an issue in the general election, a real issue affecting real people. 500,000, we're told, unpaid carers in Ireland who provide care for family members, friends or neighbours. Of those, as you will know, listening again to Live Line, 91,000 receive a means-tested carer's allowance, and that the maximum means-tested carer's allowance is €276 per week. And we'll begin with Martina. And Martina, good afternoon. The election is on November 29th. I know I've seen some people say my wedding is already on that day. What am I going to do because the polling, et cetera, et cetera. If you are affected by the date, let us know. However, more seriously, Martina, what's your situation as a carer? By the way, do you think it will be an issue in the election?
Well, I don't know, Joe. Hiya, Joe. I just was listening to your programme yesterday, and when Geraldine rang in, I don't know if it'll be an issue because I don't think a lot of people are aware that you have to pay this tax. I wasn't aware.
Well, there are 500,000 carers in the country. According from Family Carers Ireland. There are about 130,000 in receipt of a means-tested support grant, and of a carer support grant. Then there's a carer's allowance, which is means-tested. Do you not think affecting half a million people it will become an issue?
Oh, I definitely do. Yeah, definitely. But I don't think a lot of people are aware of it at the moment.
Okay, well, tell us what happened to you. Let the politicians hear what happened to you.
Are aware of the tax issue. Well, the very same situation as Geraldine yesterday. I started receiving carers from last year, March or April last year. And I work part-time. I've worked full-time permanent jobs all my life.
Okay.
I gave up a full-time job. I was in there for 12 years.
Okay.
And I gave up. My mom is getting older.
Okay.
And she needed assistance. So I decided to go for that. And my family suggested I go, if I could go part-time.
Yeah, to look after your mother.
Which I did.
To look after
exactly,
your mother and
yes.
to keep your mother yes. at home.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
So what happened? How much did you eventually receive, if anything?
$240 a week I received. Yes. So
that was after the means test.
That was after the means test, yeah. It wasn't easy to get it, I can assure you. It was very, very difficult. But anyway, I eventually did get it. Then this year, January, I was filling in a tax form online or something, and I put in whatever they had my part-time wages for my job, and it had something like, now I'm not very good at tax issues or anything like that, but I put in, it said any additional income. So I just said carer's allowance, and I put in whatever I had received. So then I got the end of the form, then I owe $2,200, I think it was, for about 8 months last year. So I rang them up. I rang the tax office, and they were very helpful and friendly. And he said, yeah, unfortunately, that's how it is. Have you anything you could, expenses or anything? I said, no, I've one doctor's bill for myself. Okay. You know, that's about it. I said, you know, I pay, obviously, petrol and to get there, and I have to bring my mother for appointments all the time, you know, so, you know, I spend a lot on petrol and stuff like that. No, that's no good. So anyway, I said, how come this didn't, you know, come up before? And he said, well, the social welfare should have let us know. But he said, for some reason, they don't let us know about carers. And I said, well, how can I go about it then? You know, I was up the walls because I've never had a tax bill in my life. Mm-hmm. I've never owed. And so he just said, oh, they'll take it maybe over a few years, or you can pay so much off. And, you know, but it's going to be the same for this year again. I said, what do I do? He said, you'll have to ring up every year and say that you're getting it.
So you're aware, obviously everyone is, that the carer's allowance, the weekly payment, is means tested, and it's on the means coming into the household. It's not just your means, it's your partner's means, your children, wherever, any money coming into the house. And it was pointed out on this programme a few weeks ago when it was a big issue. What other job do you go for where you're asked in the job interview, by the way, how much is your husband, wife, partner, son, brother, mother earning, because that will determine your wages, so to speak, as a carer's allowance. That's what happens. And the carer's allowance is means tested, and that's why such a small proportion of carers actually get the weekly payment. There is a once-off payment every year, which goes to everybody who is entitled to, who is a carer, and that's to give you some respite, to give you two weeks or whatever. A lot of people who are not getting the carer's allowance actually live for it. It went up by a measly 150 quid this year, 150 quid per year. That can hardly be regarded as a weekly weekly payment. When the politicians call to your door, and as you probably know, I was around Dublin this morning. The posters are up for no political party can give out about the other one. There's posters up absolutely everywhere, general election posters. So I don't think anyone's going to get into a tizzy about putting them up too early at this stage. But you think that people don't understand that if you do get the means tested carer's allowance, people automatically think, because it's so hard to get in the first place, they don't realise that you're going into another area that you might be trapped, which you were, and that is you'll receive a tax bill.
Exactly.
And your bill from, tell us the bill.
Yeah, $2,250. And I had worked out kind of finances when I left my full-time position and, you know, how much I'd be earning part-time. I applied for a part-time job and then, you know, when the carers, and I had to weigh it up, you know, but this, I wasn't counting this in, you know, that I'd be taxed on.
Have you any idea what your bill is going to be as we go into the 34th doll?
The 33rd doll has been dissolved, effectively. Yeah. I don't know. It'll be double that anyway.
Oh, you think it'll be even higher?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because that's only for April, May, June, July, August, September. That's for 8 months. So I have all of 24 as well. So it'll be more than 2,250 for this year, plus the 2,250 from last year.
Of your tax bill from revenue. And you use you 51551, by the way, is our text number, joe@rte.ie. What do you think will be the issues in the election? But Geraldine yesterday used the word, the exact same word. Geraldine yesterday had been looking after, caring for her husband, eventually got a carer's allowance, had tried to get it, paperwork overwhelmed her, eventually got carer's allowance, a modest amount, €143 a week. It wouldn't cover TD's expenses from Sandy Cove into Dáil Éireann, for God's sake. She got €143 a week. She said she was mortified getting the tax bill. You say you're... Why are... Like... You're doing legitimate work. You haven't done anything wrong.
No, I know. I'm not mortified. I'm just, I always have things straight up, you know, for my own sake. I've never had a tax bill. I just like things to know. I like to know exactly where I am and how I can budget. And I don't like having bills like that. I never have had. Mm. And like I've worked all my life, worked full time. I've never taken anything, or you know, I've never claimed anything, and I've paid a lot of tax. And like, if the way I feel and what I'll say to the politicians is, you know, if they were to employ somebody else, or if they were to look after, my mother, for instance.
But even in fairness, even if your mother had to go into a nursing home, the fair deal, which is regarded in fairness to the government who introduced it, the fair deal is regarded as a good system. It is extraordinarily expensive for the state, for the taxpayer. Extraordinarily expensive. I suspect, you say you're getting 240 a week carer's allowance means tested. I suspect, well, I know, that a cost of a nursing home is more than €240 per half day. let alone a week.
Yes.
So nobody wants. What would be the alternative for your mother? Could she survive on her own in the house without you helping?
No, no. It would be a nursing home, yes.
Yeah. And do you get the once-off carers grant, as they call it, carer support grant?
Yes,
the respite thing. And
yes.
I presume you use that because it's so generous. I presume yourself and your mother go, where do you go, Monte Carlo or Saint-Tropez?
Yes.
Where do you go with all that money? A cruise, a world cruise for respite?
We start in Las Vegas and then we do a cruise around the world.
Incredible. Well done. Well, you really make your money stretch, don't you? Don't you, Martina?
I do.
Okay. How is your mum, by the way?
Very good, very good. Yeah. Very good attitude, and that's the most important thing, okay. I think.
Yeah, and she's 87 years of age.
Yes.
That is exactly 50 years older than our Taoiseach, who is currently in Áras an Uachtaráin, asking Uachtaráin na hÉireann and Michael D. Higgins to dissolve the Dáil and call, and then he would set the date. It's Dara O'Brien who sets the date for the general election. That's his bailiwick, and that's for this day, 3 weeks. Will you raise it when you're canvassed on the doors, Martina, because of the posters?
Yes, I will.
The number of posters and billboards out there already are anything to go by, and these decorated cars. You will be canvassed on the door. They will take advantage of the fact, which is understandable, a lot more people are based at home now during the day, so the politicians are hoping that they won't be canvassing, rightly so, in the dark of night. The Taoiseach said he hopes and he wishes for a safe campaign, and he wants people to vote, value your vote, because it is important in the democracy we live in. But you say you will be raising the situation of the means tested carers allowance and the taxability of it if someone calls to your hall door.
I will, definitely, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. 100%. Okay, Martina, kind regards to you and your family.
Thanks, Joe.
That's Martina talking about the carer's allowance, which is a means tested, which means the vast majority of people who are looking after relatives at home who need caring, they do not get a penny from the state. joe@rt.ie. 51551 is our text number, but 0818 715 815.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And as you would have heard in the carers debate over the last 6 weeks on Liveline, one of the issues is that the Department of Social Protection do not tell the revenue commissioners, or vice versa, that people are getting, are lucky enough to get their means tested carers allowance. So it comes as a shock to people to discover, like Geraldine, like Martina, like the many others, to discover that it's taxable. Maybe this is the first movement in the election campaign, the first promise Michael D. Higgins Uachtaráin na hÉireann has just signed. The document to dissolve the 33rd Dáil, and the election will be called for the 34th Dáil. Our Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has just countersigned it. He's in a beautiful double cuff shirt, a very sombre black suit and ties. First time I've seen him in a double cuff, so there must be an election coming. And now they're posing for photographs in the Council of State room in Áras an Uachtaráin. And there's a banner, and obviously Tricolour is in the background, and I think the other banner, there's a banner in the corner, I presume, is to encourage people to vote, election 2024, and we now have a commission which will encourage people to vote. Uachtaráin na hÉireann is now leaving the room, and he is followed by the outgoing Taoiseach, as he's now called, Simon Harris, and off we go. He's in Phoenix Park, Dublin 8, by the way, even though it's on the north side. He's in the Phoenix Park, and I'm told he's going to head straight to Blanchardstown to start canvassing, which is only 3 or 4 minutes away. Okay, let me go to... Oh, by the way, so the Department of Social Protection said the Revenue Commission are going to start talking to each other. They're promising, they're currently reviewing. This is the first time I've ever said this. The election is on. The departments are currently reviewing the process of being able to transfer taxable payment information with a view to including information on carers payment between the two departments at a future date. OK, that's the first promise. Bridget, this is not going to be an election issue, unfortunately, but tell us what happened, because a lot of people are going to be disappointed. What has disappeared this week, Bridget?
Hello, Joe. Last week, I went to collect my mother's pension, and she always gets the 1 euro saving stamps.
Oh, yeah.
And the postmistress told me then that on post are no longer going to be supplying these, as it's not in line with their sustainability policy.
Okay, let's remind people, Bridget. When I was a child, we used to get a little. It was actually a ritual. It was a milestone. After you made your Holy Communion, you would be marched up to the post office, whatever money you'd left from not buying clips or bars and brunches and choc ices and bottles of TK, cream soda, red lemonade, white lemonade, and whatever e-numbers you could get into you. Whatever money you'd left, you were marched by your mother around to the post office, and she would say, give that child, please, a post office book. And you got your post office book, and you could buy stamps that you'd affix into the post office book. And every page of stamps, probably in those days, was a pound, would come up to a pound. So you knew as you went along and you got your stamps every week or every 2 weeks for threepence or whatever. They're now a euro each. And I presume you don't buy them as a euro stamp. You buy 10 stamps together, Bridget.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
And you actually you actually still stick them in a book?
Yes, my mother does.
Okay.
But she finds... that she collects up a few books.
Yeah, great.
And then she transferred the money into her deposit book.
Okay.
And when her heating bills or anything comes
done.
She has that amount of money there to pay off
and
on her bills.
If I have a book, a post office book full of stamps, Bridget, it can no longer happen, unfortunately. It's gone. That's gone, and another election promise bites the dust now. If I have a book, how much would it be worth to me if I go back to the post office?
I think it's 20 euro.
Okay.
For the book.
Okay. And then she collects the books and she does the little stamps, and then she collects the books and goes back. Okay. And plus say it's finito, it's over.
Yes,
it's over.
They're saying that it's...
After 70s foundation estate, it's over. 2024, the stamps you put in your post office savings book are gone. Is there a replacement, Bridget?
No, there's no replacement.
Okay.
And there's nothing.
Do I have that? But does your mother have to hand in all her books ASAP?
Well, they're finishing selling the stamps on the 12th. Of November, and they will honour whatever books that are there. Yeah.
But we should say to people, if you have books, if you have those post office savings books, if you have them in the Jacob's biscuit tin under the bed, I think they should bring them back to the post office as soon as possible and liberate them.
There's a lot of old people, well, every age group that uses that, and it's a good method of teaching children to save. Yeah.
And it's simple and it's straightforward.
And
you can see it.
Yes, exactly.
You give in your euro, you get a little stamp in return. That stamp is worth a euro when you put it in your post office savings book.
Yes. And now they say it's a sustainability issue.
What does that mean, Bridget? Sorry, I'm sustainable. What does that mean? Did it mean paper, is it?
I presume it's paper.
Ah.
I presume it's paper. But when I went to buy a postal order, I had to fill out another form for a postal order with my phone number, my date of birth, my address.
That's to prove you're not...
I don't know why they need that information.
Yeah, because that's to prove you're not a member of a drugs cartel, Bridget. I wonder if those post office savings books were around when I was a chiseler. I wonder how long they've been around, and I wonder do people still have them going back. Remember, we've had three different currencies.
Yes, they are still very much so. They are still being used.
Now it's confirmed. This will have to come up in the leaders' debate. the 57,000 discussions we're going to hear between now and November 29th between the same people about the election. Due to changes, on Puss statement, due to changes in saving habits and the technology available to customers, as well as a move away from paper-based transactions, on Puss has decided to discontinue the sale of traditional saving stamps. Can we have a collective boo from the cart wall there? On Puss has decided this. Now, they don't. I want to know how long these saving stamps have been in existence. You're so right. Well done, Bridget. You're on the ball. The sale of these saving stamps, they call them the traditional saving stamps. You know the way your marmalade is called traditional, old-time marmalade. They say the sale of traditional saving stamps will end on Tuesday, November the 12th. Are they mad? In the middle of a budget, David McRedmond, have you lost your political nous? The sale of saving stamps is going from next Tuesday. Didn't get much notice, did we?
No. That's another thing.
But I have to keep going here for balance. Radical changes in the technology used by customers to handle both their spending. Your mother is so... She's so yesterday, Bridget. Your mother is so last century, according to one post. Radical changes in the technology used by customers. 51551, by the way, is our text number. New technology. To handle both their spending and saving, as well as a move from paper-based transactions, have prompted the latest move by Ampost. Now, there's also an editor's note, which they explain are like, but they don't answer the question I'm asking. How long have these saving stamps in whatever form been in existence? Have they been around from the foundation of the state when Mike and Collins went around as Minister of Finance trying to get people to invest money in the state when they had savings bonds? Saving stamps, the traditional, Bridget, saving stamps were intended as a vehicle for driving post office savings bank book deposits, especially among younger savers. A saving stamps card consists of 20 numbered squares that the holder fills over time by purchasing saving stamps for €1 each. From Tuesday next, Bridget, are you sitting down?
I am, yeah.
Where's your mother? Where's your mother? Just put on the kettle, will you? From Tuesday... The sale, and if there's a drop of Powers Go label, slip it into the cup of tea. She's going to need a bit of strengthening. From Tuesday, the sale of saving stamps will be discontinued and savers will be encouraged to lodge directly to their post office savings bank account without the need for a paper token. But we love the token. The stamps, did you know this, Bridget? The stamps were also known as Cyril the Squirrel. Cyril the Squirrel saving stamps have largely been used. There was a branding on them, which is a good idea to encourage young people. And they were used by savers as a straightforward way of saving and encouraging the saving habit. And by the way, the Labour Party have already announced this morning that they are going to introduce a save-to-buy scheme, not a help-to-buy scheme that the government have, a save-to-buy scheme on the same lines as the SSIA. Remember that saving scheme, Charlie McGreevy? You put in £4, they give you £5 back in that ratio. However, with advances in the technology behind financial services, phone-based apps, so we had this earlier on the week, you can't get 20%. If you don't have a smartphone, you'll be charged 20% more for many things and little than the person who does have the smartphone. The use of paper saving stamps has lessened in appeal and utility value. Post offices, well now, and I know they're brilliant, post offices have stepped into the breach when the banks took to the hills. What was the phrase? Let's be, we're brave, and the braves took to the hill when it came to branches closed. Post offices will now encourage savers to save directly to Ireland state savings products or to use the savings features in our Puss on Financial Services product offering. There you are now. How long, what is the oldest post office savings book we have? And will Cyril the Squirrel, is he the first casualty of election 2024? It looks like he is. He's gone, Bridget. Cyril the Squirrel.
Yes, but I could also have that my mother wouldn't be having money lying around in the house.
Yeah, because her name is on the book. If anyone, God forbid, did break into the house and did get into the Jacob's biscuit tin, those books are useless to them. because it's your mother's name, address, and her ID would be required at the post office, where, thankfully, the post office know her.
Yeah.
So when someone goes in, not your real name, when someone goes in with Mary Murphy's post office savings books and tries to liberate the money, the post office staff, who are absolutely brilliant, a pillar of our society, they know everybody, they will turn around and say, hang on, you're not Mary Murphy. You have a beard for a start. And you're about 34. So out the door with you. So they were safe in that. But anyway, Bridget, thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Okay.
And the importance. Kind regards to your mother. Kind regards to your mother. And make sure,
okay,
just for archival, because there's no arc, we'll tell her, will she photograph the saving stamps books? We'd love to see them. We'd love to see them and show people at home on Twitter or whatever. Just the inside. I don't want any details. Just the inside to remind people of what situation they're in. OK, Bridget, you've thrown Cyril among the pigeons in the general election. I'm sure Simon Harris, he's in his car now, going from Morrison-Uachtaráin up the main road into Castleknock, going up past the Bell Pub, into the centre of Blanche, up to the shopping centre there, where you meet, well, Leo Varadkar probably won't be there because they want to get the new candidates in. I won't mention new candidates because it'll have to go through the all the constituencies, and there's, what, 160, 190 TDs available to be elected on this day, 3 weeks. But anyway, I'm sure if the Taoiseach is listening, he'll drive back to Morrison-Uachtaráin and tell Michael Lee Higgins, Uachtaráin, I've changed my mind, I want to sort out the Cyril the Squirtle, and that'll be the end of it. Not. Thanks, Bridget. Kind regards to your wonderful mother. Your wonderful mother, Catherine O'Rourke. Carers.
Yeah, how are you?
You're in Wexford. What happened?
I am, yeah. No, I just feel very strongly about the carers' allowance being taxed and means tested.
Yeah.
And people that are on another social protection payment are only getting half rate.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And they're still doing the same job as somebody getting the 100% rate. You know,
which means if you as you get older, if you're entitled to the old age pension, the minute you get the old age pension, your carer's allowance is automatically cut in half.
Yeah, well, it's half
from what it is. Yeah. So what's your situation? I know you cared for your aunt.
Oh, I did, yeah, but she's passed away now.
Okay. But just remind people how hard a job it can be, 7 days a week.
Well, it can be very difficult because, like, if you don't live with them, you could get calls at all hours of day or night, you know, and you just have to travel over
to
them or whatever.
You wouldn't say no, I know.
Yeah, and as well as that, to go over, you might have to pick them up off the floor or try and dress them or wash them, and you get no training courses whatsoever. It's up to yourself to try and get on with it, you know.
Day one, you're thrown in.
Yeah.
If somebody's, a lot of people, after a fall or an incident, a medical incident, they suddenly need caring. And you have to step in. You have to step in. And I know people say, well, you have a choice. You have no choice. Why would no one would refuse to do it for a relative that we've heard time and time and time again.
Yeah.
Will you, if you're in Wexford and there's two,
and
there's Wexford constituency, there's Wicklow Wexford constituency. That's straddling the border there around Castletown, Arklow, Gorey. If you are canvass, which you will be, will you raise it with the politicians?
I have brought it up numerous times on Facebook and shared it publicly and everything else.
Well, the next 3 weeks, Catherine, open the door if you wish, and you probably will be canvass.
The last election, all I got was about 17 flyers in the letterbox. No one actually knocked the door.
Okay. Well, I think politicians might be. A lot has changed since 2020, when the 33rd Dáil was formed. And one of the things that have changed is a lot more people at home during the day. So maybe the politicians and the canvassers who do a great job, and it's an onerous job, especially in the winter, maybe they realise that and they will knock on doors. Okay, yeah, and if they do, if they do, Catherine, I've no doubt what you're going to say to them.
I've no doubt either.
Okay. Thanks, Catherine. Okay. Catherine, you mind yourself. Thank you so much. Joe at rt.ie, 51551 is the text number. Anne Herity, Anne.
Hello.
So, post office, Cyril the Squirrel, saving stamps, which on post have just summarily, while Simon Harris's back was turned up in Oris and Nuketaran, on post have summarily abolished Cyril the Squirrel. Who probably lives in the Phoenix Park. You have a post office saving stamp book from when?
From 1957, my Holy Communion money.
Sure, that's 7 shillings. That's 67 years ago. Much is in it, Anne.
7 shillings and 6 pence.
And what does it look like?
It's a bit rusty where the staples were.
And how come you've managed? How come you've managed to keep your Holy Communion money?
Because I always knew I had money, but it sort of disappeared. And after my mother died, it was found in her kind of in a place where she had stuff. And that's about 20 years ago now.
And by the way, it's worth more than seven. People don't even understand what 7 and 6 is.
Yeah,
seven
not,
and six
not,
is two is three half crowns. It's not. Yeah. It's not a pound. It's not a pound. It's not. It's not even a euro. Seven and six. But I suspect, Anne, that the book you now have. Please, if you can, send us a photograph and we'll tweet without personal information. But the book that you now have is a lovely little memento, isn't it?
It is. Oh yeah, I've kept it. Actually, I sent a photograph of it into Treasures of, you know, they were collecting for.
Oh yeah, it's a brilliant John Creedon programme.
Yeah.
His book, by the way, is brilliant. John Creedon's book. Yeah. If anyone's looking for something to read, so you still have your Anne Herity. Where are you from, Anne?
I'm living in Ennis.
Anne Herity from Ennis.
Oh, stop.
Are you well known in Ennis?
No.
You will be now. Anne Herity in Ennis still has her Holy Communion money. Now, Anne, when did you... By the way, do you remember your communion?
I do. But what I remember most about it was, and this is kind of important, I suppose, I had to sit separate to everybody else in the church. Because
you had so much money.
Yeah. Also, I had the whooping cough.
Oh, no.
Which is a different... I remember that. It was terrible.
Is the whooping cough the croup? It's an awful cough.
Yeah, you can't get your breath. It's very frightening. I was just getting over it. It was either the whooping cough or the measles. I think it was the whooping cough.
And you were made go to the church, Anne.
But I suppose...
1957.
No.
Yeah, but you could die. Yeah. My brother, who's now unfortunately was killed in a car crash, but my brother, I remember when he was a child, he had the whooping cough and he was very young and he was brought to a hospital. It wasn't Cherry Orchard. It was, Clonsky Hospital. And he was on death's door and he was 2 years of age and they gave him the last rites from the whooping cough. It was very, very serious.
It was very serious. I do remember it. But I think it was the very end of it. I think I used to only get an odd bout of it during the day at the church. And I didn't cough during the church.
I wonder how much. 7 and 6. 3 half crowns.
But it's not. There's no date on it. So it's not worth any... There's no date on the actual book.
Is there a little number on it?
No, I don't think there is.
Well, the stamps are in it. There are Cyril the Squirrel. Yeah. Is Cyril the Squirrel on that stamp?
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think it should be an election issue, Anne? Do you think we should call on post?
Okay. Oh, my God.
The carers allowance is very serious. I don't want to demean that. But it's the other issue. Do you think Cyril the Squirrel... Save Cyril the Squirrel.
I don't think so, really, when other things are happening in the world.
I suddenly think now, given what we've been listening to for the last 6 weeks, and the government can change that as regards Ukraine and Israel, they really can't. But I think the issue for a lot of our listeners is the carers allowance being mean tested and taxed.
Yeah.
Okay, Anne, well done. Hold on to that, won't you? Hold on to it.
Don't worry, I won't.
Don't spend it.
Thank you.
Ronan Morta, Joe at rt.ie. You have to take a break back after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
This is Geraldine from Yes. Oh, things are moving since Simon went to the R's. Yesterday, you contacted us about that. Just remind people of the issue. You were a carer. You eventually, after a means test and paperwork, got 140 a week to help you look after full time your husband Peter. I think his name was.
Yes, that's right.
And Geraldine, tell us what's happened since you were on Liveline.
Well, since I was on Liveline, I got a call this morning from a lovely gentleman, very compassionate gentleman in revenue.
Okay, great.
And he has agreed to extend my period of time to pay it, which is fantastic. Instead of being over 4 years, it can go over 8 years.
Okay.
Which means an awful lot.
Great.
I'm delighted with that. So.
Okay, it's a lovely gesture.
It is indeed.
And I'm just looking at the number of people who are concerned about carers allowance. The way things are going, sure. Okay, 4 years, 8 years, that's two general elections, hopefully, given people are very upset about the way the carers are treated. Means tested, and if you're lucky to get an allowance, that's then included in your tax. So that would bring your repayments. I think you were telling me yesterday would be €100 a month, which is a lot of money.
It'd be 45 a month now.
Okay.
I understand, over 8 years. Which is less painful, Joe.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
You sound relieved.
A little bit, I certainly
okay,
am. And thanks to you and to your fantastic researcher, Tara.
That's great, great, great person. All the team are. But Geraldine,
they are.
Will you still raise it when it's knocked on, when your canvas?
Oh, certainly,
okay.
Certainly.
Okay,
yes, because
that's what I'm hearing.
The fact that people don't realise that it's taxable and that they have to notify a revenue, that's where the problem arose.
And that it's means tested and taxable.
And taxable. And that you're not told it's taxable, and if you don't notify revenue, they don't know about it. That was my issue with it, really.
And if you become eligible, which means you become eligible for the old age pensioner, it's not an athletics test, it's an age test. When you become, eligible for the old age pension through age, you automatically cut your whatever you were getting is cut in half.
It's cut in half. Yes. Now the work isn't cut in half.
Oh, you say that again. Okay, Geraldine, keep in touch. That's Geraldine in Castlebar, and kind regards. And I'm conscious that Peter only died earlier this year. Ronan Morta, the Cyril the Squirrel, forced casualty at the 2024 election. Simon Harris was hardly out the gates of Áras an Uachtaráin, only out the gates of the Chesterfield Avenue, which is the correct name, by the way, for the main road in Phoenix Park, out of Chesterfield Avenue into Castleknock. I don't know if he wouldn't have run over his squiddle, but Cyril the Squiddle is gone. But you have a book going back as far with Cyril the Squirrel or his predecessor, going back to what year, Ronan?
Well, it was my father's post office savings book.
Okay.
We're doing a clearance of the house. I was dead a good few years now, but the first entry in it was 1940.
Wow.
And the last entry was 1942.
Okay, how much did he save?
Well, it went up between... I think the max was about £81, which is quite a lot.
Yeah, in those days.
And I think he was getting probably his salary paid into it. And then the last thing was, there was an interest amount. He took out all the money, obviously, £2.14 and 3p. There was an interest amount he obviously didn't collect, which was 4 shillings and 4p. About 12 pence or 13 pence nowadays.
Yeah, but there's no interest on it. You know you're not going to be... You haven't won the lotto, Ronan, you know that.
No. But I just thought it might be of interest, Joe. I have it here in front of me, in my hand, you know.
I think, well, hold on. There's such an heirloom at this stage. So now, is there any more... can we up it on 1940? We had 1957... with Anne Herity from Ennis, still has her communion money from 1957 in the post office savings book. What was your father's full name?
Gerard Mary Bernard Murta. GMB Murta.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And he lived on the whole throne in Raheny.
Wow. That's so we're now, we have a post office savings book from 1940.
correct.
And they're
correct.
About, they've been abolished. Forced casually at the 2024 election is scandalous.
I heard that. I used to have one myself, show. I always had
it. I had one. I loved it.
Yeah, but this is 1940. It's actually might be interesting.
Treasure that now for your children and your grandchildren. And remind them it's part of history and there's not enough history being taught in this country. It's the most fascinating subject and we have brilliant, brilliant historians and authors, both amateur and professional. Thank you, Ronan, 1940.
No problem at all.
Good amount, good Ronan. Kevin, where are you, Kevin?
I'm in Malahide.
Okay, Siddle the Squiddle.
I'm tearful.
Are you tearful? Why? Why?
Siddle the Squiddle. Because I have a savings book in my own name.
Yes.
From May 1966.
Ah.
Now, more recent than 1940, obviously. 45. The interesting thing was that any transaction, either deposit or withdrawal, had to be entered by the post office operative.
Yeah.
And stamped by them.
Yes.
So my first stamp is in May 66. And the last withdrawal was in December 1970. And it has a balance of 5 shillings and 6 pence.
Incredible. Well, when you went to the post office that day, can you remember, was there an occasion? Was there your communion or confirmation, a birthday present, which are 5 shillings and 6 pence?
I think the reasoning for it in 1966, because I'm pre that date myself, was perhaps a bank strike.
Ah.
And people hopped into the post office saving to with their checks and whatever payment to save. I think that was the reasoning.
Do you know what was happening as you were going to the post office in 1966, Kevin? What age were you then? Do you want to tell Joe?
I can't remember. I was born in the last century, year 39.
Oh, well done, 1930. 1966, Eamon de Valera was elected to a second term. It's the 4th of June, as Uachtaráin na hÉireann, and he bet Tom O'Higgins, the Fine Gael candidate. There was a bank strike. Okay, and the only thing we have to thank for the bank strike in 1966 is Christy Moore. Because Christy worked in a bank and it's then he decided to try and make a living out of music. So we shall be eternally grateful.
And didn't he do well?
And rightly so. He's a genius, a genius, a genius. He's a national treasure.
But there you are. The
Taoiseach, we Taoiseach that year. Now be careful now. I hope it doesn't history repeating itself. We had Sean Lamass, Fianna Fáil. Regarded by many as our best Taoiseach ever. Oh, I can't say that anymore. I can't say that. No, every Taoiseach was the best Taoiseach ever. And then he took over. He was Taoiseach until he resigned in November. And on the 10th of November, Jack Lynch was elected Taoiseach. That was 1966.
And you have. So you have
and much is in that. Year. And much is in that post office book.
5 shillings and 6 pence.
Much as 5 shillings now. There was well, many, 20 shillings in a pound. A pound is worth about €1.10 at this stage. 5 shillings is a quarter of a pound. So in that in that post office savings book, you've about 37 cents in value.
But what about the interest?
No interest. That was a great thing about Siddle. No. If there's interest, I'd be straight up to the post office before before Tuesday. The Cyril the Squirrel, so to speak, is getting the chop on Tuesday. Good amount, good Kevin Maguire, John Darcy, John.
Joe, how's it going?
We're going back to 1940 at this stage. The end of an era on Tuesday. What year are you?
I can't beat 1940. 1988, Holy Communion, 26th of May, 1988. So I have the Tinnie Healy post office book from then, the green one with the E on the front of it.
Oh, lovely. Tinnie Healy on the Carlow-Wicklow-Wexford border, but it's officially in Where's Tinahely officially in Carlow or Wicklow?
Sinn County, Wicklow.
You see, and it's beautiful, beautiful little spot, the Tinahely. Every bank, August Bank Holiday Monday, Tinahely is the place to be, as you know. So, do you remember what was your communion? How much?
I'd say there was about £108 in it, and
wow,
then it just reduced. Then I remember it reduced all, it kept reducing and reducing all the way down. And I remember your one wrote NIL, them dreaded three letters in NIL in around 93. I changed then to the bank a few doors down, and it's gone now as well. So you'd be lucky to.
But the reason, be totally, you have to face this at some stage, John. The reason why it was going down and down was because you were spending.
Oh, I was spending, but I said you'd be better off to concentrate on the bank, so.
Okay. The number ones in Ireland in 1988, Fairy Tale of New York, Christmas. When Will I Be Famous? That was Brass, wasn't it? I Should Be So Lucky.
Tiffany had one there.
Okay. I Should Be So Lucky by Leah Radcliffe's favourite performer, Kylie Minogue. Rick Ashley was in the charts. He's back in the charts again, isn't he? One More Try, which is Simon Harris's election slogan. That was got to number one in April. Let's see what got to number one in November. Stand Up. Oh, Enya. Was number one
for four
weeks. Orinoco Flow. Well, what a genius.
Orinoco Flow.
Where is Enya?
Well, I remember anyhow that day we all loaded into the fact that Morrissey'd had anyhow four chaps and the mother and father, and we headed up to Dublin Zoo, and we came back. We had a little shop there in Cross Bridge, and we got the shop was robbed anyhow the same day.
Oh, good luck.
That's the way things stick in your mind. And anyhow, sure, good to talk to you.
Okay, John, Stand Up For Your Love Rights was number one on this day in 1988. And Missing You by the great Christa Borg was number one the following week. Joe at RT.ie after the break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Just as Liveline started today at 1:45, we were a bit late start, but just as it started at 1:45, Taoiseach Simon Harris left All Ireland to drive towards New Cron to dissolve the 33rd, ask the President to dissolve the 33rd Dáil, and an election has been called for this day 3 weeks, November 29th. Two issues dominating Liveline on the first day of the election. The first call was about the taxing and the means testing of carers allowance. It's not a new issue on Liveline by any stretch, but it's a big issue. Carers allowance, about 500,000 carers in the country caring for someone in their family, invariably about 90,000 of them, maybe slightly more at this stage, but a relatively small percentage get a means-tested carers allowance, and that's also taxed. The second issue which came up is the decision by An Post. We were unaware of this, again, our eagle-eyed listeners. An Post, and will you write this down at home if you're confused? An Post has decided to discontinue the sale of the traditional saving stamps. If you do not buy traditional saving stamps, rest easy. Rest easy. There's nothing after changing. But Cyril the Squirrel, or an acorn, whatever the incarnation of it is, and Post has decided to discontinue the sale of the traditional saving stamps from next Tuesday, right in the middle of a general election. And we're awaiting statements from every political party on this move, because we've discovered somebody has a post office. Now, you can still redeem your book, just to be clear. You can still, but say you can't, the books will no longer be, you cannot open one, you cannot buy stamps anymore. So it's dead from Tuesday, but your money in your book isn't dead, so to speak. You can go in and get your money back, but this whole, the Cyril the Squirrel is being buried on Tuesday, house private, and donations in lieu to the JDHIS fund, which is the Joe Duffy Holiday in Spain fund, if you're interested. Okay, we've now found a post office savings book from 1940. Mary, you're not beating it, but you're in there. What year, Mary, in 1950, in the 1950s?
Oh, hi. We're on the 27th of June, 1959, Joe.
Ah, and you still have it?
You still have it. It's my mother's. Yeah, she was Julia Manning, but she opened the post office book just after getting married. They were married on the 1st of June, 1959, and she lodged the wholesome sum of £15 on the 27th of June, 1959.
And can we presume, Mary, I don't know, what was your mother's first name again?
Julia.
Julia. Can we presume Julia and her husband at the time?
Tom.
Do we presume, Julia, that was the gifts they got for their wedding, £15?
Well, it seems to be, because it was lodged on the 27th of June, 1959, the wholesome sum of £15.
And
I just checked. Yes. There's 3 shillings left in the account.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, you're rolling in it.
Absolutely.
But isn't it gorgeous that you still have that memento? Isn't it beautiful in print?
She died 18 years ago from cancer. And I brought down all her bits and pieces to my own house.
Well done.
And my father's motto was work hard, pray hard and save hard. And the two of them did.
Did you know that Cyril the Squirtle was going to be buried next Tuesday?
I actually never heard of Cyril the Squirtle.
You didn't even know he was six, did you?
I never knew he existed.
Okay,
we were all born.
Yeah. Post office book. Yeah.
She always. We got a post office book opened in our name, and she used to put in the wee bits of children's allowance and the wee bits of whatever.
Well done.
And we were duly given them at some stage along the line.
Well, when Julia and Tom got married in 19... Are either or both of them still widows? Your mother passed, obviously.
Mummy died 18 years ago on the 16th of December.
Okay.
And he died 7 months after her.
Oh, God.
Got
married...
Yeah.
We had two presidents. Wait for this. 1959, Sean T. O'Kelly was Uachtaráin na hÉireann, and he was succeeded in June 59 by Éamon de Valera, who went from being Taoiseach. There could be a message here somewhere. He went from being Taoiseach to being president. Would you believe that? It's not a good jump. It can happen again, to you.
There you go.
He was succeeded, as I said earlier, 1959. By Sean Lamass's Taoiseach. So there you are now. So there was a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know the other wonderful thing that happened that year, Mary, in the year that Julia Manning married Tom? In July 1959, when she got that savings book with the £15 that she's got as gifts from her guests at the wedding, £15 together for the program.
That's where the money came from.
In that year, about 2 weeks after Tom and Julia were married, the first 12 female recruits were selected to join on Garda Síochána. God, how far we've come in so many ways. Oh, can you say that in an election? You probably can't say that during an election. The first 12 female recruits were selected to join a Garda Síochána on that savings book. Where is David Clancy? David, stay there, Mary.
David Clancy.
What year are we going back to, David, in Castleknock?
This is Catherine, his wife, here. There's no date, Joe, on it. It's just 4 5p stamps. And I just happened to find them yesterday, and I can't believe you brought it up today.
Well, there you have it. So you have 4 or 5 people, but is it in a little savings book?
Yes, it is in a savings book, yeah.
Okay,
savings stamps.
Have you any memory, Catherine, of when you got it or how it came into your possession?
I really don't, honest to God, I don't. There's no date on it whatsoever. I just had it with old post office books, and then I have savings certificates belonged to my children in the 1970s when they were born. So it might be around the same time.
And you're in Castleknock. Any sign of Simon Harris canvassing out there? He's out.
No, he hasn't knocked at the door.
It's only a matter of minutes before he'll hurdle. Yeah. He'll hurdle over your hedge. And we have to remember there's more than one political party standing in this election. There are 17 party leaders, and I'll give all their names are on the various websites which RT has established for this election. Catherine Clancy, hold on to that book. It's worth 10p.
Is it? No,
20p
now.
Sorry. Yeah, quick. Yeah. Get down. Go down. Do you live near Miles in Castleknock? Will you go down there?
Do.
Well, get down there and spend. I'll go down to the hole in the wall. They have the Christmas decorations up already. Yeah. And spend it with Martin down there. Catherine, thanks indeed. Eileen Connolly. What year? Tell me what year your post office savings book.
Yeah, they started putting money in 1948.
Yeah.
That's the year I was born, 1948.
Yeah, okay.
And so they put in children's allowance into the book.
Yeah.
Most weeks, most months. And then there were four girls in the family.
Right.
Mary, Patricia, Kathleen and myself, Eileen. And my parents, they opened the book for all of us. And when we were 21, they gave us the book, and in the book there was £113.13.06.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah. And in 1940, yeah. And have you still got the book?
I have it here in my hand. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I kept it. Yeah. And I think so did my other sisters keep theirs as well.
I say it again, yeah, it's the end of the traditional saving stamp. It's not the end of anything else, OK? And plus they're going hysterical, apparently. I've said it so many times. People are intelligent. It is the end of traditional saving stamps. Cyril the Squirtle. Of course, no one in their right mind would think that the savings accounts and Ampus have suddenly been shut down. But anyway, Eileen, 1948, John A. Coslow, the then Taoiseach, wonderful man, he announced that legislation would remove the residual role of the King in Irish law because we passed the Republic of Ireland Act, the year we officially and formally became a republic. Well done, Eileen Connolly. Joe at rt.ie 51551.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Hashtag GE24. Brendan Sheehy, the serious issue that's dominating our calls, not for the first time, is the carer's allowance. Your situation, Brendan.
Good, thanks. Good. Listen, Joe, it's been bothering me for years as a carer with my wife. And I just wondered, could you find out how many actually collect the full carer's allowance?
The full carer's? That's a very good question. That's a very good question.
And the reason being because we've had to deal with half that all my carer's life when we were looking after our daughter.
So even when you were means tested, the most you got was the half of the max, and the max at the minute is around 240.
Yes.
Wow.
And the reason was given to us that you would not be entitled to a full carer's allowance if you were drawing your pension.
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Well, you knew that, Joe.
Well, we did, of course. But a lot of people are very upset about it, Brandon. Tell us.
I think it's atrocious. Why? I mean, the government are going to get the accolade, as they say. Oh, we're given 250 for carers. But sure, they don't give anything such, because nobody's entitled to it.
Well, some people do get the max after a stringent means test. But that will, as you get older, that's automatically cut in half if you become an old age pensioner. Brendan, if you don't mind me asking, when you were receiving carer's allowance, who were you getting it for?
My daughter.
Okay.
Now, it was a means tested, Joe, and I was trying to get you away from that.
Okay.
It was basically a rule that brought I won't mention his name, one of the finance ministers from. And he decided, we'll save a lot of money here. And that's the way I seen it, Joe, because I reckon he has saved an awful lot of money.
By the halving when you reach the pension age, yeah.
And for the reason you are not entitled to draw two full entitlements. You know what I mean?
Okay, I know.
So if you
were
drawing your pension now. That's what I'm saying. I just love to know, is there anybody
and if someone
out there?
If someone knocks on your door, a politician, Brendan, what would you say? No, tell me in a short 12 words or less. And I'm sorry, then. I know Nicola passed away 5 years ago, yeah, God rest her. Yeah, but what would you say to the politician?
Well, the thing about it is, how can you stand up there and pronounce, we're doing this and we're doing that, and for 27 years I've been looking at my dog. You've been giving me half allowance.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
okay.
What's the answer to that? What is the answer? Can you give me the
answer?
And
what constituency are you in, Brendan?
Oh, I'm in Mr. Harris's.
Oh, well then. Well, then you're definitely going to see him. You're definitely going to see him.
Yeah.
Okay, Brendan, I'm over time. I'm over. Don't
listen,
I going over time.
Good to you, Joe,
kind regards. And remembering Nicola. Kieran Dunn on sound, Shane Galvin's the BCO, series producer, Annette Egan. And Ray Darcy is next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Refresh your home with the latest colours and designs in curtains and bedding, in store or at harrycurry.com.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815, or send your WhatsApp voice notes to 087 484 8888.